your host for Lacrosse Talk PM, Rick Sola.
All right, welcome to a Friday of Lacrosse Talk PM. In the studio with me for just a half hour. We're both only going to be in here for a half hour. William Garcia, the Lacrosse County Democratic Party chair. William, we're just going to, since we got a short show, let's just talk Joe Biden's vaccine mandate.
The vaccine mandate. It's a partial mandate, right?
Partial mandate. Yep. So if anyone wants to get in here, wants to ask William Garcia the questions, it doesn't have to be about Joe Biden's vaccine, quote unquote, mandate. But that's what we'll try to head on because we just have a half hour here.
And that's the biggest news of the day, probably.
Yeah, biggest news of the day that I didn't hit on yesterday just because it happened like 40 minutes before my show and trying to decipher all that. Also, I had a guest lined up. So we talked about, I don't know if you listened, but we talked about the fact that in Wisconsin, 200 police officers that have been fired or let go have been rehired. So it was kind of an interesting talk ahead yesterday. And you can listen to that at wisdomnews.com/podcast. But anyway, so did we call this anything? Does Joe Biden name the thing that he did yesterday? I know he had an executive order, but sometimes we give these like super long acronyms that are, you know. But essentially, there were a couple.
The official name is the Path Out of the Pandemic.
Path Out of the Pandemic. So POTP.
Punt.
It would be funny if it was punt because that's kind of what we're doing in this pandemic. We're just punting. We haven't tried to score yet. We haven't really tried to attack the pandemic.
To be honest, Biden is absolutely trying to score and trying to make things happen. And there are people that are, getting in his way at every step. So,
okay. All right, Democratic Party chair guy. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So one of the things that can we just break down? Do you want to do it real quick?
Do you want to just break down the four points? Right. So the four big points. One, all federal employees that are controlled by the executive branch, which is something like 95%, they have to be vaccinated. All people that are federal government contractors. So in other words, the federal government hires a company to do something. The federal government pays that company and then the company pays the employees. Those people all have to be vaccinated. And that's point number one.
Yeah.
Point number two, all medical workers that work at places that accept Medicare and or Medicaid have to be vaccinated across the board.
Yep.
Finally, all companies with over 100 employees have to either ensure that all of their employees are vaccinated or ensure weekly COVID testing to maintain, tracking.
And that's the one that is going to affect most people. I think it was 100 million people or two-thirds of the population.
Yeah, it's 100 million people are covered by this in some way, shape, or form. And that comes out to about two-thirds of the American workforce, with everyone else being, too old to work or too young to work.
So, okay, wait, two-thirds of the population of the United
States? So 100 million is two-thirds of the workforce. And the workforce is not 300 million. The workforce is smaller than that because of retirees and young people.
Okay. So,
but this is two-thirds of the workforce.
I thought the population was 330 million.
330 million, right.
All right. So 100 million workers are affected. That's two-thirds of the population.
Right. That's two-thirds of the working population.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I we'll argue about it later. So anyway.
So those are the big points.
Well, what's interesting about that part is it's any business, but you said company. So here's where it gets tricky. Any business with over 100 people, does that mean the building we're here in, Midwest Family Broadcasting, we don't have 100 people in our building. But Midwest Family does have 100 people working under its umbrella.
I don't think it's by the building. I think it's umbrella.
Okay, so you think, so for like UW La Crosse, you probably don't have 100 people working in any, but as an entity, UW La Crosse definitely has 100 employees.
Oh, absolutely.
But say Target over in Onalaska, I don't think they're going to have 100.
They have 100 employees. I would bet.
As an entity, obviously, is
going to
have.
But see, but that's the thing. I think that it's Target as an entity, not just to the building.
So that's the one question. Because if it's Target as an entity or any, so that's going to hit way more people than
that's
if
what's
going to
hit most.
Building.
And again, for most people, what this means is that you have to either undergo weekly testing or a vaccination. It's not forcing anyone to be vaccinated. It's either vaccine or test.
Right. And the issue I have with that, and I don't know if it's an issue, but it's going to be a nuisance is how I want to go to work, but I got to go. I got to show that I was tested, right? To get maybe every Monday we got to show that we're tested before we come to work.
The way that it's supposed to be working is that you get tested at work.
Okay.
So in other words, and that's why Biden has instituted the Defense Production Act.
Okay.
And what that does is it basically commands, you know, industry to produce these things at a level that can be shipped to workplaces, and then those workplaces can do the testing on site. So it's not like you're going to have to go to, you know, a clinic and then go to work. The test is going to be done at work.
It's going to be one of them quick hit tests that is done in 15 minutes. You know,
I don't know the answer to that. I think that's one of the options, but it could also easily be one that takes 24 hours. They just test everyone, take it away. 24 hours later, they know what's going on.
All right. So the only time in the history of like regular people have heard about the Defense Production Act is maybe during World War II, when we needed to make bombs and bullets and tanks.
And it is an act that is long that we begged people to use, especially when Trump was president.
And that's what?
For like masks and medical protective gear and things like that.
Yeah, and that would have been the second time in the history of anyone that's just like a regular Joe, so to speak.
Right.
What is this Defense Production Act? Be like, yeah, during World War II, we used it to make car manufacturers make tanks, essentially, right? I don't know how accurate that is, but Ford was making tanks instead of Fords, right? And then it's like, okay, we want to do that to make masks. And that was a fight. Did we ever actually enact that?
No.
No, we never did it. Because who needs masks anyway? N95 mask for everybody. That's what it is. So how are we going to get people tested? So what, a healthcare worker is going to come to every business in the world, in the United States?
Possibly, although I don't think that they are complicated enough to actually require. And again, I don't know the full details of that. These tests are not that complicated. It's really just stick something up your nose, swab it around, put it in a tube.
Right.
I would assume that they're not going to actually use like nurses for that.
Right. And then who watches everybody at work do that, you know?
And I would assume that would be a manager.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty easy job.
Well, easy job. Also, I got better stuff to do, William.
Well, you know.
I get it.
I don't think there's anything better vaccinated to do than making sure your employees and your customers, like, live.
Right.
I think that's super important. So I'm willing to spend the time on it.
Yeah, totally don't want, like, COVID to sweep through our building and then everybody has to go home. And some people get sick, but also like, you know, like the idea here is, hey, if you don't want to do that, then tell everyone to go get vaccinated.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That's William Garcia, the La Crosse County Democratic Party chair. We got to take a quick break. Brad doing the news. We'll be back. All right. Welcome back to La Crosse Talk PM, a short show. So we got to get to it. And we're getting a couple texts here. And let me see. And all right. So William Garcia is in here, La Crosse County Democratic Party chair. We're talking about what I like to call the vaccine mandate by Joe Biden.
But not a mandate. So that's all right.
Sweeping across. And then we got propaganda guy from the Democratic Party over here telling you that it's not a mandate. And it's not to most of the workforce. Some of it is a mandate. But healthcare providers that accept Medicaid and Medicare.
Right. That is a mandate.
That'll be a mandate.
That's a mandate.
And then government workers or contractors that work with the government.
That's a mandate.
That'll be a vaccine mandate.
Although you don't have to work for those people.
Yeah.
You can go get a different job. People are complaining about how, you know, McDonald's doesn't have enough workers. They can go work at McDonald's. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Then that's always if you don't like living in the United States, you can go move to Canada. So we'll just do that again, I guess.
No, they can stay in America. They just have to work a different job.
Right. But the old argument was always like, if you don't like it in, you know, Trump's president, if you don't like it, go move to Canada, because it's so like the people have that option, right? Not really. It's always a fun, you know, if you don't like what's going on, just, you know, go move to another state. Well, people just like, it's hard to move.
Yeah.
Like I have to find a job and I have to buy a house or rent an apartment or something. All right. So Nick texted in, is this just in office workers? What about working from home? Do you know this?
I do not know this for sure. And I'm going to make a guess, but I'm also going to say that this is just a guess, but I'm pretty sure that for, that it is, if you work from home as a federal government employee or contractor, it will still mean a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about like a company that has 100 workers, but they're all working from home. I have no idea on that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to guess one way or the other on that one.
Logically, I would guess that if you're working from home and you never go to your building, you just straight up always, right. Then you wouldn't have to cross the line of the nurse or the manager that's giving you the test.
Well, and a lot of people that work for home are actually independent contractors as opposed to employees. And if you're an independent contractor, that means you're self-employed, and that means that none of these rules apply to you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next text. Libertarian guy sent a couple of texts here, but I wanted to get Nathan's text out here quick. He's just more of a comment. I was in QuickTrip today, and it was the first time that I ever waited on, I was ever waited on by an employee that was livid about the vaccine or testing, and they were saying my body, my choice was her mantra. He said, this is now spewed into workers complaining to people. I would suggest if you're working,
probably, maybe don't complain to customers.
Yeah,
don't complain to your bosses, complain to your friends, but maybe don't complain to customers. Yeah. But I guess it's up to you. It's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, because I feel like if somebody overhears yeah. that, you're going to get at least.
But I just want to remind people they don't have to work at QuickTrip. They don't you can't really say. The choice argument doesn't really work here because you do have a choice. You don't have to work that job. There are jobs, plenty of jobs that are not covered by this that you could have.
I can't think of, you would have to work from home and we don't even know, like, what would you be able to do that?
Well, like I said, go work at McDonald's because remember, McDonald's is a franchise. Tested. No, it's a franchise.
Oh,
most McDonald's franchises are single building ownerships. Those are just franchises. Those are not going to have to be tested.
Okay, so you're saying McDonald's is exempt from the big umbrella of McDonald's?
Right, because they're franchises.
Okay.
They only license out. Now, Target is not. That's why Target will be required.
Okay.
But most of these, like all these fast food places and everything, those are franchises. You work for the company that owns the franchise, not McDonald's.
All right. Nathan says he's going to try to call if he can get through. Yeah. Good luck, Nathan. We only have one person calling, and he just keeps hanging up and calling back, and it's super annoying, and I'm not taking that call. So Libertarian Guy asks, and we've got William Garcia, La Crosse County Democratic Party chair in here. We're talking about Joe Biden's news yesterday where we could just go over it real quick again. Any employer with over 100 employees
right.
will need to either
weekly
have,
testing or vaccination.
And then there's healthcare workers that accept Medicaid and Medicare will have to get vaccinated, and anybody working for the government or contracting through that works with the government will have to get vaccinated.
Correct.
Libertarian Guy, you guys are engaged in debate over the logistics of an unconstitutional mandate.
This is not unconstitutional because no one is being forced to get a vaccine. There are actually two outs. The first out is get weekly tested as opposed to getting vaccinated. That you have a choice there. Your second choice is that you cannot work that job. There is nothing, no constitutional barrier to requiring vaccine for your place of employment. None.
All right. Chapter 2 of Libertarian Guy's book. How do you respond to the fact that Biden said he would never mandate vaccines, and Nancy Pelosi said it's not the role of the government to mandate vaccines. We're just getting
because
back to
this has choice. Right. This has choice. You can get tested instead of vaccinated. You cannot work that job.
Chapter 3. How do you address the contradiction between my body, my choice with regards to abortion, but not my body, my choice with regards to vaccine?
Because the choice of getting a vaccine is I can go work somewhere else. There actually is, in terms of abortion, there is no other choice. You can either have an abortion or you can be forced to have a baby. That's the only choice.
Oh, Heather brought this up, and I put this in my notes when we were pre-gaming this.
Sure.
And I made a point to ask you, so when you're a federal employee, you have to get
yep.
vaccinated.
Right.
When you're a contractor, you have to get
right.
vaccinated. But Congress and the Senate, so Ron Kind and
right. Those
Ron
people
Johnson.
Do not work for the executive branch. They work for the only about, like, I don't know the specific numbers, but it's around only about 5% work for the legislative and judicial branches of the federal government. But those branches are not covered by this. It's just the people that work for the executive branch. But the executive branch is in charge of day-to-day operations, which means almost everyone works for them.
Okay, so Ron Kind, Ron Johnson, Tammy Baldwin don't have to get vaccinated.
Or their legislative aides.
Or their aides. So there you go. Thank you, Heather, for bringing that up. It was in the notes package, but it's getting lost in the multitude of texts that we're getting here. Let's. You ready? We got to take – Tom's calling in.
Sure.
Try to get Tom on. Tom, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick. You're in a never-ending infinity loop. You're stuck. Be- because you're bending the whim to fit the truth. Then you're taking the truth and bending it.
Okay. He's not going to, he sent me this text too, and then he didn't explain it. So there's Tom, Tom yelling a lot too in the phone. So Tom, if you, it's just very upset. All right. So what comes next? We're going to fight this in the we're going to, these, the,
right.
We're paying the lawyer. This is all a scheme to pay the lawyers. That's what I say about most of the government. It's all, they're all in cahoots with the lawyers. So this is
a scheme to get us out of the pandemic,
right,
and get us on our feet. There is no other way that we are going to do it.
All right. So, but it will be challenging court. I think Joe Biden, what did Joe Biden say about that?
Yeah. So Joe Biden this morning was asked about the very kind of vitriolic GOP response. And he basically said, bring it on. People said, you know, the GOP are going to fight this in court. And Biden said, bring it on, because he knows that there's actually no constitutional impediment here.
All right. Another texter says, all right, ready, William? I'll turn
this. Oh, sure.
You can see it a little bit better. But why strip away individual liberties for a vaccine that cannot fully prevent contraction or propagation of a virus with an extremely low fatality rate?
One, no liberty is being stressed. That's the first thing. And two,
stripped.
No liberty is being taken away from you there. You have a choice. You can do weekly testing. You can not work for that job. That's still a choice and a valid choice. All right. But in terms of the other half, all right, every scientific study, all the research has shown that the only way that we are stopping this virus is to have a ton of people vaccinated. You are absolutely correct. It's not 100%. All right. But it is so effective that it stops the spread. So in other words, instead of 10 people being affected and those 10 people spreading it to 10 more people, only one vaccinated person might be affected. And then that will only spread to maybe one more. And we know that people who are vaccinated have much lower responses and fatality rates. So in other words, if you do get the vaccine, the odds of you dying are significantly, significantly lower. This is why doctors are on social media all the time right now begging people to be vaccinated, because we've got ICU beds being taken up by people who are not vaccinated, all right? And they're taking up all the ICU beds, and all they had to do was be vaccinated, and the symptoms would not be nearly this bad.
All right, I think Nicholas is this Nicholas?
Nick,
sorry, go ahead, man, you're on.
Hey, so I just heard your guest. I apologize, I'm coming on late here. I just heard your guest say that the only way to get out of this pandemic is to get vaccinated. Yet we're hearing more and more about the vaccinated getting the virus. And I just saw an article this morning,
all right, Nick,
I believe it was out of Maryland, I think it was 30% of the people hospitalized with COVID-19 were vaccinated. So I guess I'm just a little bit confused. If the vaccine is not preventing people from getting COVID.
The fatality rate of people who are vaccinated is something like 2%.
In the hospitalization,
it's something like 6%.
Yeah.
This is, again, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If everyone got vaccinated, we would be able to kill this thing.
All right. So this is, you can blame the Brewers, but this conversation's over because the Brewers are coming up. Thanks a lot, William, for just sticking in here for a couple.
No trouble. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.